Signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours, Stevie Wonder. It's exactly 7 o'clock at WRJN. Let's do the news, all right?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeking Kenosha.
This segment of Face the Nation on the radio is presented by Eggland's Best.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Texas Democratic legislators flee their state to stop Republicans from passing a new congressional map that favors the GOP. Governor Greg Abbott is telling those Democrats to return to the Texas State House this afternoon, or he will begin the process of removing them from membership in the Texas House. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
51 Texas Democratic state reps fled the state for Chicago. The move is to prevent House Bill 4 from coming up for a vote on Monday. It's the newly redrawn congressional map authored by State Rep. Todd Hunter.
Each of these newly drawn districts now trend Republican in political performance.
State House Democrats call this racial gerrymandering. State Rep. Joe Moody.
Where we should be is back in Kerrville helping people. This is politics over people in the grossest way possible.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
California's Gifford Fire has exploded to around 50,000 acres in the Los Padres National Forest outside of Santa Maria. Fire officials, including Captain Scott Safechuck, say that hundreds of homes are under threat.
A portion of them have been evacuated. They're under a mandatory evacuation, and then the others are under an evacuation warning.
CBS's Jared Hill reports on the shakeup at the Labor Department following Friday's disappointing job numbers.
President Donald Trump is back at the White House after defending his decision to fire the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics on Friday, citing a weaker-than-expected July jobs report that showed only 73,000 jobs created, plus downward revisions to numbers from May and June.
Former BLS Commissioner William Beach spoke with CNN State of the Union and challenged the president's claim that the commissioner fumbled the numbers.
BLS keeps the door open for two more months to get more information. So what you saw on Friday was the effect of trying to do a better job getting more information.
The search is still on for the man police say shot and killed four people in a bar on Friday in Anaconda, Montana. State Attorney General Austin Knudsen.
We want to find this guy. This is a dangerous individual who has committed an absolutely heinous crime against this community and these victims.
Police believe the suspect ditched the pickup he took off in after the shooting and then stole a different one that had camping gear and clothes in it. An arrest in New Zealand after a toddler was found in luggage. CBS's Vicky Barker reports.
It's still not clear why the 27-year-old suspect put the 2-year-old in her checked luggage on a bus journey, and police haven't yet said just what her relationship to the toddler is. The driver's being praised for noticing that one of the suitcases in the luggage compartment was moving.
This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's still smoky. Smoke from Canadian wildfires in Canada is continuing to make the air around here unhealthy. The National Weather Service has the air quality advisory running today through noon, with it possible to be extended yet again. Officials say the impact is really hitting people hard who are more sensitive, like the elderly, the very young, and those with breathing troubles. The fatal Kenosha County collision between a truck and a train happened off of a farm access road. It happened late in the morning yesterday at a crossing in a rural area near Highway W in Wheatland. Rescue teams found the vehicle with the person inside unconscious but breathing. They didn't end up surviving. CN Rail officials say they're investigating. Earlier in the weekend, there was another fatality on the CN Rail line, just a little north in Waukesha. In that instance, it's believed someone intentionally got into the path of a train. The teen rescued from Racine waters last week has died. A 15-year-old girl from Racine was swimming during an advisory in Lake Michigan at Kerry Hogle Park Thursday. Officials say there were rough conditions at the time with strong winds, high waves, and rip currents. The Racine Water Utility is responding to recent reports of musty or earthy tastes some say they've noticed in their tap water. They say they're going to increase the level of potassium permanganate in the system and flushing hydrants to improve water quality. Officials say the water remains safe to drink with no safety issues found in daily testing. Officials say to get the best tasting water, they recommend letting your cold tap run a little bit and chilling it before drinking. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
The Brewers take on the Braves.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. You know, we got Churio down for a while. Now Sal, we don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like. But yeah, well, let's keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, two games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Summer means kickstands up, and the Hog Lawyer reminds you that it's not only important to get your motorcycle ready for the warm road ahead, it's equally important that you are properly insured. So call the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. That's 888-999-6644 for a free, no-obligation review of your current policy. Better safe than sorry, and with over 50 years of road-tested experience, the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. Visit him online today at hoglawyer.com.
We have more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires likely here today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
During the summer, I tour with my kids, and we'll do like a kid activity during the day, and then I'll do a show at night. And usually the kid activity is like a zoo or a park. When we were in Erie, Pennsylvania, we went on a pirate boat ride, which was pretty authentic, because when I think of Lake Erie, I think of all them pirates storming the shores of Western Pennsylvania. There were like 50 kids. They were all dressed like pirates. I felt like I was at a children's Jimmy Buffett concert. And I tell you, those kids were having the time of their lives. Kids love to dress like pirates, the murderers and rapists that pirates were. And we think it's adorable. It's so cute. He looks just like one of those sociopaths who terrorized the Caribbean. We let our kids dress like murderers. Darth Vader, that genocidal lunatic. It's fun. The devil. It's cute. Hitler? No.
Got a special guest this morning. Got a couple of special guests this morning. April, and let me make sure I get everybody's names right. April Harris is here, the founder and CEO of the Black Arts Council of Racine is here, and we'll tell you the other special guest in just a moment. But April, tell us about the, before we get to the competition and our winner here today, tell us about the our Black Arts Council of Racine. If you founded it, when did it start? What's its goal? What's its purpose?
Hello, everyone. We founded the Black Arts Council in 2018. It's an organization. It's a 501c3 organization that highlights and promotes local Black artists here in Racine and the surroundings, other cities as well, but mostly Racine. So that's what we do. We've done numerous things, poetry contest. We've done just poetry events. We've done even drawing contests through the organization, different things like that. So, yes.
Okay, how many people are members of the organization?
We haven't really done membership as much, but we do have a board. And so there are people that are volunteers and things that help us out for with the events, yes.
Well, that's good. Let's get to the competition you had. This was a talent competition.
Yes.
And the ages were involved in the competition. How old did you have to be? What was the cutoff? What was the beginning age?
The ages were 8 to 18. So you had to be 8 to 18. So, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We have the winner here.
Yes.
How many people were in the competition, by the way?
There were like 50 participants. But as far as like the different talents that competed, it was probably up to 12. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
If it was me, two people would be tough.
Yeah.
And we have the winner here, Abreus Edwards. Abreus, how old are you?
10 years old.
10 years old. Whoa. What a great age.
Mm-hmm.
13, not so good. That's a bad age. 13 to 16, not so good. But 10 is just right. So perfect. So you got involved with the comp. I mean, I got to tell you, he is dressed like better than anybody else in this building today. Oh, wow. I didn't realize we both were wearing red shirts today. Great minds think alike. What can I tell you? And your talent is what now?
Violin.
The violin. How long have you been playing it?
34 years.
34 years?
3 to 4.
Oh, 3 to 4 years. Just checking. 3 to 4 years. Why'd you pick the violin?
Because I just wanted to try a new instrument, and there was these two violinists on YouTube that inspired me.
Whoa, that's good. Wow. Now, what kind of music do you play on your violin?
Christian.
Christian music. Now, what school do you go to? You told me this.
I go to Hope Christian School.
And where is that located?
On Douglas Avenue.
Okay. And you're good in school? Got good grades?
Yes.
That's, you got to have good grades. But playing a violin, what a talent to have. You want to stick with it? You think that's going to be the only instrument you play, or you want to branch out and get other instruments?
I think it's going to be the only instrument that I play.
Yeah, I was telling you guys off the air, my brother plays the guitar, the piano, well, actually the organ, plays harmonica, plays the clarinet. He can play everything. I'm learning the piano, and I'm the worst student because I don't practice. If I practiced, I'd probably be good mediocre if I practiced, but I don't practice enough. You going to practice a lot?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. In just a minute, you're going to give us a little sample, right? He brought his violin in today, and we're going to get a little sample of it. I don't want you to be nervous. This is just a conversation between all of us here. So give us what kind of talent was in the competition?
Different kinds of talent. We had dance groups. We had kids that did acrobatics, solo singers, and then, of course, the violin.
How do you judge? You know, it's one thing to judge a violin player against a violin player.
Mm-hmm.
How do you judge acrobatics against a violin player? How do you judge a violin player against a singer? I mean, that's got to be tough because there's so many, it's so different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this may be the best acrobatic team you ever saw, but against a great violinist, I don't know how you do that.
Yeah, and then, yeah, it was, with the different ages as well. So, yeah, we had three awesome judges, and they judged them with, you know, different creativity, their presence, their style, different things like that, so. Yeah, they picked out three winners, and Abreus was number one.
I can never be a judge. I'd feel awful because you're breaking someone's dreams,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want to be that person that ruined your day or whatever. I didn't win, and you know, I couldn't do that. That's why I would never be a judge on these things because I couldn't deal with the guilt afterwards. That's just the way I am. Well, that's great. So what other things does this Black Arts Council do besides the talent competition?
We produced like 4 plays.
Oh, really?
So we do produce plays. We do different things like that. So, mm-hmm.
Okay, what kind of plays? Can you give us any information?
We did a play a couple years ago, Pipeline. We just done a stage reading with 7 women about stories about 7 women. So that was a stage reading. We did that at Starbucks. We do a lot of our plays at the Unified School. So,
yeah, right on the block here, Starbucks. Yeah. Well, that's great. I take lessons, piano lessons with a little girl. She was about 8 years old when we started. Now she's 12 years old. She could just do this. She plays the viola. She plays the piano.
Oh.
And she just has this talent where she could just do it. And she just picks up the piano, and I see her play with two hands. And I say, how are you doing that? How are you reading two different? Do you know anything about music?
A little bit.
Well, I thought all music is on one staff, the G staff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I find out there's another one called the F clef, or the bass staff, and the notes are in different orders on the staff.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I said, how do you keep track of that? Well, that's your left hand, that's your right hand. Again, how do you keep track? Guy at our church plays the piano. And I said to him, how do you do the left hand when you're trying to concentrate on the right hand? He says, I keep it real simple with the left hand. You're right. It's very difficult, mm-hmm. but I keep it real simple. And if I don't, then I get confused. So, yeah, I can see. You play an instrument?
I used to play violin, clarinet, and yeah.
Look at you.
But another not as good as...
Another one. Was it mine? You didn't practice?
Nah.
That's what did me in. Oh, I can't wait to hear this now. What are you going to play for us?
Trust in God.
Trust in God. Okay, why don't you do what you got to do now. Get ready with your violin. Get ready enough. You have to practice. And if there's anything in the way here, tell me. We'll get it out of the way. And this is going to be Abraeus Edwards, 10 years old. Playing our violin. You want to do it over there? You can play. I'm going to just turn this microphone toward you. Okay, go ahead, Abraeus. That was fantastic. Yes. And you know what I noticed? Once you get closer, April, mm-hmm. I noticed he's not even looking at the instrument. He's looking around the room.
Yes.
Not even paying attention to the instrument. It just comes natural. Abraeus, I got to say something. That was just fantastic. I see a big career ahead for you. What now, besides playing the music, the violin, what else do you want to do in life, Dave? You made that up yet? See, at your age, I wanted to be an ice cream man or a stock car driver. Those are my two choices, and I didn't either. So what are you looking for in life?
I kind of want to be like a gospel rapper, kind of.
A rapper? Yeah, there's a career that you can always, you know, depend on. A rapper. Do you do any raps now?
Yes.
Oh, could you give us a little bit? Did you do it off the top of your head or no? I'm not going to pin you on this if you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it?
No.
Okay. When you're famous, though, I want you to come in here first, all right? You'll do your first rap here. That's good. Well, that's great to have. This is fantastic. Any of your friends play instruments?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
Wow. What made you pay? Who got you started in music, by the way? Did this come to you one day, or your mom, or?
It was just YouTubers. I seen it on YouTube.
Oh, that's right, the YouTubers.
Wow. I seen it on YouTube.
Who knew something good would come out of YouTube? Never dreamed it could happen. Well, that's fantastic. Well, congratulations. 10 years old. You're on your way. That's great. That's amazing. 10 years old making music out of that box.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I better practice more. I got to practice. Okay, April, so what's ahead now for the group, for the organization?
So we have a Poetry in the Park coming up sometime this month, probably the fourth or third week of this month on the weekend.
So what is that going to call again?
Poetry in the Park.
Poetry in the Park, okay.
Mm-hmm. So we'll have Poetry in the Park. And then, we do things like back to school, book bag giveaways, too. So we'll be having that at the end of this month. But, yeah, a few things coming up. We have our annual things coming up. February, we have our award ceremony. So, yeah, Breas might be one of the ones receiving an award on the Black History Month of February. So we do that annually. Just a few things, in the community.
I can't believe what I just heard.
Yes.
I can't believe it. That's fantastic. So, Poetry in the Park, what park are we talking about?
I'm thinking we still got to get a park because they're all booked up like this summer.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So, I'm looking at Pritchard Park, but yeah. So, there'll be food trucks and then a few poets from Milwaukee and Racine and Kenosha, wherever. But yeah, we do the Poetry in the Park as well.
Wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. I wish I had a talent like that. Mm-hmm. I just, writing, poetry. It's something you really can entertain yourself with.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I'm just floored by what I heard here. Glad I got a picture. Glad we got it. And we're going to podcast this so the world is going to be able to hear it now. Mm-hmm. And who knows? And by the way, if you get anything out of this, 15% off the top goes to me, just so you know. Well, this is fantastic. Thank you very much, April.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you need to tell us that I don't know about yet?
Not that I can think of, but thank you for having us.
Okay, so I want you to keep us abreast of all your activities going around, okay?
Definitely.
And if you don't hear me respond to it, nag me a little bit because I'm slow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, this is fantastic. Abreas, I can't begin to tell you how proud I am of you. You are a talented young man. Shirt and tie today. That's nice. All right. I like that. So, and school's starting soon.
Mm-hmm.
When does it start for here in Racine?
Like September 3rd or something, around there.
I hear these people, it started like in mid-August. Mid-August?
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair.
That's right.
I used to hate mid-August because my department store where I live said, back to school sale going on. Back to school? You got 3 weeks. What are you back into school now for? Mm-hmm. Give me a break. Mm-hmm. It just started summer. But you like school? That's a no.
Kinda.
No, that's a no. when I get a pause like that, that's a no. But I know, school's kind of annoying. It gets in the way of all the fun. But do you do well in school? That's a no. That's a yes. He doesn't want to say yes.
That's a
I
yes.
know you do,
that's
yes. yes. I know you do well in school. You look like that person who does well in school. Well, thank you very much, Abreas. I think this is fantastic. I think you did a great job today. I'm very proud of you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you. And don't forget about us. When you start getting your own group together, you come back here, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, Abreas. April, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Who did you bring with you today?
We brought Kimberly Davidson. She's actually a team member of ours for our programs and things like that.
Okay.
Angela, his grandma.
Oh, grandma came with you today. Well, that's fantastic. Well, thank you, guys. This was just amazing. Thank you, guys, for coming in today. Abreas, thank you very much. Congratulations on your win. Okay?
Okay.
All right. April and Abreas. Abreas is the winner of the Youth Talent Contest from the Black Arts Council of Racine, and April Harris is the founder and CEO, looking for big things from everybody. All right, right now we got Pete with the beat.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pamela Anderson has been married 5 times, once to Tommy Lee, once to Robbie Ritchie, also known as Kid Rock, twice to a professional poker player and only one time to some guy named Dan. She must love marriage. One of the few men she did not marry was former Superman actor Dean Cain. Last week, Cain said he and Anderson's relationship fizzled for one reason. I know what you're thinking. It's because she was too busy getting married to other men. But no. But Cain says that's not why. He says things didn't last because he was never into life in the fast lane and Anderson was. That, along with the fact that she got married every other week, was probably a hindrance. Cain did have a lot of good things to say about Anderson. Pamela Anderson has revived her career and has gotten serious about the craft of acting. She received rave reviews for Showgirl and currently stars in The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson. They were, quote, caught, end quote, on the set of The Tonight Show making out. Yes, the two are dating, unless they've already married by the time of this airing. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station. WRJN.
Middle of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with. So I just decided to myself, I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it. And did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. A love there is no cure for. I think I love you.
Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Hey, I think I love you. So what am I so afraid of? I'm afraid that I'm not sure of. A love there is no cure for. I think I love you. Isn't that what life is made of? Though it worries me to say, don't have to worry. I only want to make you happy. And if you say, hey, go away, I will. But I think better still, I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
What?
Parts and family, think I love you. 729 at WRJN. Hey, congratulations to the players and coaches of the Racine Raiders on a great season. Although they fell short in the championship game, we're very proud of them that they made it that far. And we're already looking forward to next season. Also, thank you to our season sponsors, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, Time and Again Music and More, Rasmus and Diamonds, Our Harmony Social Club, and Kaylee Friesema of EXP Realty. What a great season. I was here at the station listening to the game the other night. It was heartbreaking, but, you know, next year. We'll get them next year, right? It's 7:30, local news, timeless hits, WRJ. Let's check our morning news once again, and here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was late in the morning yesterday when a truck was hit by a train leading to a death in Kenosha County. It happened off of a farm access road near Highway W in western Kenosha County. First responders arrived to find the driver unconscious but breathing.
Flight for Life was called in, but it was too late to take that person away. Highway W and nearby train crossings were closed for a good part of the day as police and CN Rail officials look into what happened. The air quality alert runs through noon again. Smoke from wildfires in Canada continue to impact our air quality, keeping conditions unhealthy for those who are more sensitive. The National Weather Service has the air quality advisory until noon today, with a chance it could be extended. If you're elderly, very young, or have breathing issues, officials recommend staying indoors and avoiding strenuous outdoor activities. They're just going to add some potassium permanganate and try to fix it. They are the Racine Water Utility, and the change in what they're adding to the water is due to reports of something in the water. If your tap water in Racine has been tasting a little swampy or earthy, the water utility says it could be due to the temperature of Lake Michigan. In response, they're adding a new chemical in flushing hydrants to fight the odors. Recent testing shows the water is safe to drink, so there's no worry about safety. Visitation is today, a funeral tomorrow for Soon. The Kenosha community is mourning the loss of Soon Noel, the beloved founder of Soon's Sushi Cafe. She passed away last week. The funeral service is tomorrow at 10 at the Bruch Hansen Funeral Home. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Have you ever wondered what it takes to bring in a hot country artist to the county fair? I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we're going to talk about it this morning. Chris Hesse and Melissa Wolken join us from Variety Attractions out of Ohio. They are entertainment consultants and talent buyers for fairs and festivals. They tell me a little bit about the price tag for a hot country artist.
Your big names, are $1 million and more, and your mid-level acts are anywhere from, $50,000 to $200,000.
And all the up-and-comers are kind of in that, $20,000 range or less, or even $20,000 to $50,000. And then they're growing really quickly. That's a new trend we're seeing, is they're getting really popular really quickly, and so their prices are changing really quickly. And there's also the cost that goes into the production. It's not just the band itself. They got it catering. You have your lights and sound, the stage. There's a lot of different elements that go into putting on a show, and that's what we help our fairs with, too.
A little behind the scenes from Chris Hesse and Melissa Wolken from Variety Attractions out of Ohio. They are entertainment consultants and talent buyers for fairs and festivals across the upper Midwest. And now the next time you visit a county fair concert, you know. We'll talk market news after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Ahead of the weekend, dairy markets were mixed. AA butter down 2¾ cents at 244.5. That is below the week's average for price and the week before that. The 40-pound block cheese closed up 2¼ cents at $1.70.5. That was above that week's average and the week prior. As news around trade deals and tariffs continue to evolve, that's certainly going to play a role in the marketplace today. We're also expecting a few reports from the U.S. Department of Agriculture this week. This afternoon, the crop condition report could shake up the marketplace. And then Tuesday afternoon, we'll hear more about dairy production from USDA. For the Midwest Farm Report on a Monday morning, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
We have more of that smoky haze from Canadian wildfires likely here today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high right around 80 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
My name can change and grow and evolve with me. Like when I was younger, Robbie, more playful, cute, right? Now trying to be cool, Rob. I want to get responsible, get my act together, Robert. Want to be a bad boy, live life in the fast lane, Bobby. Yeah. Get old, play golf every day, Bob. Get really old, play bridge every day, Bert. Yeah. And if I really want to switch things up, Roberta. A lot of options, one name, so...
Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry. What I had done, I stood alone in the cold gray dawn, and knew I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, but I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. Did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to see the most beautiful girl that walked out on me, tell her I'm sorry.
Charlie Ritz, the most beautiful girl, local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 7:38. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 80, clear tonight, low 68, sunny with a high near 80 tomorrow. A lot of smoke in the air. You can see it now, too. Why couldn't we just put big fans on the Canadian border and just blow it back? That seems to me, you get one of those big fans I used to make the movie Lawrence of Arabia for the sandstorm scenes, get those things, line them up across the entire Canadian border, just blow the smoke back over. And then why we can't do that. Sunshine, 63 degrees with smoke right now here at Radio Park. Are you ready for this? A delivery app called Slice once hired a pizza influencer to post social media videos that celebrate all things pizza. And get this, it paid $110,000 a year, plus perks, including medical, dental, and a weekly pizza stipend. And I went to college. What a waste. It's 7:39, local news, timeless hits. Got the Supremes from the movie of the same name. Here's the theme song, The Happening.
look at me, I can see the real tides. When you shook me, took me out of my world, I woke up. Suddenly I just woke up to the happening. When you find that you left the future behind, 'cause when you got a tender love you don't take care of, then you better beware of the happening. One day
Supremes, The Happening. Somebody said that's from a movie. Yeah, Anthony Quinn starred in the movie The Happening. I think also Faye Dunaway was in that picture. She was a young girl at the time, and that was a good movie, The Happening, from the I think 1965-ish, around there somewhere. It's 7:42 local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, this is kind of crazy, but it's got a happy ending to it. Someone in White Sulphur Springs, Montana, recently trashed a couple's wedding venue the night before the wedding. It still went off, though, without a hitch. Here's what happened. They flipped the tables, destroyed decorations, even poked holes in all the beer cans. Whoever did it also emptied out the propane tanks and cut all the extension cords. Full sabotage. But then the people in the community heard about it, worked together to make sure the wedding would still happen. A hotel helped out with decorations. A bar offered some new glassware. A grocery store helped out as well. People in line at the store also heard about what was going on and pitched in money for their honeymoon fund. Travis and Carson Snyder, that's a lovely couple, said by the time they walked into the venue to get hitched, everything looked picture perfect. It was like nothing ever happened. They told the reporter it turned out from one of the worst days of their life into one of the best, adding, love wins. Isn't that a happy ending to that story? I love it. 7:43, local news, Timeless Hits.
On the morning rain, I used to feel uninspired, and when I knew I'd have to face another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, so unkind. Your love was the key to my peace of mind, 'cause you make me feel like a natural woman. Oh, when my soul was in the lost
me name it. Now I'm no longer doubtful of what I'm living for. 'Cause if I make you happy, I don't need to do more.
King, you make me feel like a natural woman. It's 7:47, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN Sunshine today with a high near 80. Right now, cloudy, a little smoky, 63 degrees right here at Radio Park. So the 65-year-old man in Massachusetts told his boss he was retiring, gave us 2-week notice. He went out and bought a scratcher 3 days later, and guess what? Won $1 million. He still finished his last 2 weeks at work. That's old school, huh? He kept his secret. Didn't tell anyone at work that he won $1 million. Now, my question is, would you be able to keep that secret that you won $1 million? I mean, you don't show up, you know, with a brand new car and, you know, stuff like that and just, you know, new rings and jewelry and stuff. Could you keep the secret at work? I can't believe this guy worked his last 2 weeks. What? That's old school. That's pretty good. I like that. 7:48. I couldn't keep the secret. 7:48, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Hospice Alliance provides compassionate care to patients throughout Southeast Wisconsin, anywhere they call home. Care can be provided in a patient or loved one's home, in an assisted living or skilled nursing facility. Other families have found the Hospice Alliance Hospice House is best for their loved ones. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Want to feel good from the inside out? At Aero Smoothies and Cafe, they blend real fruit. No syrups, no fillers, just pure, nutritious ingredients your body will thank you for. From antioxidant-rich acai bowls to protein-packed smoothies, every bite and sip is designed to fuel your day naturally. With fresh toppings like chia seeds, almond butter, granola, and more, it's the healthy choice that actually tastes amazing. Come nourish yourself at Aero Smoothies and Cafe, 424 Main Street in downtown Racine, where health meets flavor every single time.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN 754. Wait until you hear how this woman caught her husband cheating on her. She discovered that her husband was cheating because some of the strange new 120-pound entries on her smart scale didn't make sense. It was a clever way to discover her husband was cheating. Nope, because she didn't weigh 120 pounds, and her husband didn't weigh 120 pounds, so how did this get on her smart scale? She confronted her husband. Sure enough, he wasn't cheating. It's kind of an interesting way to find out. It's 7:55, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
I'm telling you now, I'm telling you right away, I'll be saying for many a day, I'm in love with you now. I'm telling you now, I'll say what you want to hear, I'll be telling you for many a year, I'm in love with you now. Do you think I'm fooling when I say
Timeless hits to WRJN. Sunshine today with a high near 80. Some smoke in the air as well. So I guess you could wear a mask, which would help. Or just, you know, don't breathe the next few weeks. That would help as well. Cloudy, make it sunshine now. Looks like the sun is out. Sunny 63 degrees here at Radio Park. How would you handle this situation? A woman was hit with a huge medical bill after a bat landed on her face and crawled into her mouth when she started screaming. See, that would happen to me because I'd start screaming and the bat would crawl into my mouth and I'd be hit with a large medical bill. What are the chances of that stuff happening, huh? Here's the DC 5 because at WRJN.
It's right that I should care about you and try to make you happy when you're blue.
Five. Dave Clark, 5 WRJN. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's check our morning news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A showdown in Texas. Republican lawmakers have redrawn the congressional map in that state that will favor GOP candidates in future elections. In response, Democratic lawmakers have fled the state, preventing a vote. CBS's Ed O'Keefe is in West Suburban Chicago.
Dozens of Texas House Democrats are now in the Chicago suburbs, leaving their state behind and disrupting plans to vote on a new Republican-drawn map to reshape congressional power in the Lone Star State.
We're not here to play political games. We're here to demand an end to this corrupt process.
President Trump has directed Texas Republicans redraw their map.
On Texas, how many more seats do you want the Republicans to draw?
Five.
In hopes of avoiding the losses that usually happen to a president's party in midterm elections.
Russia has just sent a veiled warning to President Trump. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from the Foreign Desk in London.
Without naming names, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters, quote, every